In this episode, you'll meet Shauna Lewis. Shauna is one of the 5 international licensed Dressage Naturally instructors, and she's an integral part of the Dressage Naturally team. If you've ever contacted us, then you've probably interacted with Shauna. She's also a coach inside the Sweet Spot course and does private consults to help you discover which DN resource is best for you and your horse. Her vision as an instructor is to help students and horses become more confident and relaxed, giving students a way to communicate with their horse with clarity and understanding. I think you're going to love meeting Shauna. Hi, I'm Karen Rolfe, and welcome to Horse Training in Harmony. This podcast is about you making progress with your horse in a way that you both can love. It's about learning how to move and be in harmony. Because yes, you really can develop a horse to be both athletic and happy. When we show up as our best selves for our horses will show up for us. So let's get started. Shauna, thank you so much for deciding to join me on this podcast.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for having me, Karen. I'm nervous. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's funny because we get to see each other all the time. You're right down the road from me. And as you know, as one of the main parts of the Dressage Naturally team, we get to talk a lot. So this is kind of weird to talk to you on the podcast, but I'm so happy to be able to share you with everybody. So thank you. So I thought, we could start, if you could share a little bit of your background and what you were doing with horses and how you ended up finding out and just, you know, getting into dressage naturally.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so I grew up in on a small little farm in Western North Carolina and grew up too, kind of like you as a horse crazy kid, begged my parents for a pony forever. My dad, of course, he wouldn't give in, so he got me a cow first. If I would take care of this baby calf, then I could end up with a pony someday. So of course, like I took care of that cow, and I actually ended up I would ride him and everything. So I mean, I was really young. I was probably only like 7 or 8.
I need to see a picture of that. Somewhere there's a picture of you riding a cow.
There is somewhere. I need to dig that out. It was so funny. So he finally, then he came home one day and he had bought me this little racking pony. Like, and I had been taking a few like lessons. There wasn't really much opportunity right there in the small town where I lived to have anybody to, you know, to take lessons from. But I was so happy. I didn't care. It was a pony. And, yeah, and her name was Lexi. So I think back to her, like that horse could not walk. Anybody that knows racking horses, like she literally didn't know how to walk. But I was able to get her to relax enough that she could walk.
Wow.
And actually had a walk. And it was funny because I can remember getting on her, you know, and it was like jump on and we were off to the races. Like she could not like not walk at all. So that was, I mean, that was just the highlight. I had her for years, and then until, you know, I talked to my mom into buying me another horse, which was a really young horse, which the same way, like, I don't know how I didn't have anybody to help me or anything, but this young green horse, I had him for a long, long time. You know, and then, you know, of course, down the road, I had to ended up getting, you know, selling him because I ended up getting married, didn't have a place for my horses, but he was with me for a long time. Yeah. And then, like, then found another horse down, you know, after a few years. I think I was married a few years, had Noah. And then we ended up living near this other farm and was just like, oh my gosh, now I can get another horse. So ended up bringing me to the horse Patton. And that was the horse that led me to natural horsemanship. I got him another, went to look at him. He was an older horse. He was, you know, 18 or 19 when I got him. I was thinking back of, you know, the story about him, like the lady was like, oh, wow, he really likes you. He's never been this calm with anybody else that showed up to look at him. And so like had him vetted and every, you know, that all worked out, ended up buying him. And then later, you know, found out he has like a lot of trauma and emotional issues and ended up finding out about the horse, that he was a polo horse. And but through that's how I ended up in hearing about Pirelli, because he wouldn't load on the trailer, just really like skeptical of people. But he was good with me. Like I could ride him. He was another horse that would get really like worried and jiggy. And, you know, you couldn't ride him out on the trail. If you did, you could feel like he would turn and bolt. But he taught me so much. But then I realized like I was helping him too. Right. And then heard about Pirelli through something, went to Kentucky to see them at the horse park there, and was just like hooked. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, they do so much of already the stuff that I felt like I was doing just naturally with horses. Mm-hmm. And then to find this group of people that I could learn from and, you know, learn more about how to help him. And like he was a horse that he went from like you could literally, like you could not take him out on a trail ride. If anybody else rode him besides me, he would bolt with them, take them back to the barn. But through like what I was learning through creating this other partnership relationship with him, I got him where I could ride him with just a neck rope on out on the road. I lived on these back roads, you know, from where I was lived there in North Carolina, and with just a neck rope, no bridle, no nothing. And people, cars would pass.
Wow.
People would see me riding this horse. I mean, and I could ride him back home 3 or 4 miles from the house. And he was just a really, really special horse to me. He taught me so much. And that's when he was an appendix quarter horse. And that's when I really started learning about dressage too, and found someone about an hour, 2 hours from me that would come occasionally and just teach me more about, you know, dressage and stuff. And then you came into the picture with Pirelli, and I was just like, oh my goodness, there's this person now that I can like really study from. And then learn that you were, you know, doing clinics and stuff. And I had gotten another horse, Walter, and that's what led me to you. He was a 5-year-old Hanoverian. You were coming to North Carolina, and I was like, signed up, was there, you know. Yeah. Couldn't wait to see you. So yeah, that was kind of the beginnings and of how I ended up with dressage naturally, or
so
learning
cool.
about you.
Yeah. And then I don't know, I forget how many years later it was, but then you're at my place, and you know, Shauna just I don't remember exactly how it happened, but you're like, can I help you? You know? And I needed some help, and you came and spent some time here, and just really were at the beginning of creating Dressage Naturally as it is today, as far as the resources and us being able to help so many people is largely due to Shauna coming along and giving me a hand, just really with whatever I needed. And now you're such an integral part of the running of the business. It's just sort of really cool how that all grew.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, that was back in, I think I had met you in 2005. I'd seen you, came to a Pirelli event that you were doing a demo. I forget the year of that. And then the next year was the clinic. Yeah. That was 2006, I think, that spring. And I can remember after that clinic going, oh my gosh, I have to go to Florida. And that was that fall. Like I'd paid, I think, I forget for how many lessons, and was like, I'm coming. So as a family, we scheduled to come. And of course, then my life took a turn, you know, it's had some big shifts in my life, but I still was like, I just want to come. And I can remember you emailing me, or we talked on the phone, and was like, listen, I'm pulling in a camper. If you want to come, you can show up. So I just remember having my horse trailer packed and the car packed, so that when you said, okay, you can come, we were on the road the next day.
Yeah.
And the rest is I just couldn't wait to get there. And that was like 4 months, I think, I stayed with you on your farm.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. Yeah.
It's been really fun. You know, we all grew together, Shauna, like you and me and the business.
Yeah.
So it's interesting hearing more of those stories of you with the horses. So it's kind of been like a theme. When I think about you and how you really help students, the two words that came to my mind were relaxation and relationship. And like, wow, that was starting early on, like from your first pony. It's like the puzzle of relaxation. And then with Patton, the relaxation and the relationship. So it makes perfect sense that that's your, I think, one of your, you know, I'm going to say expertise. It's more than that. It's kind of your special sauce. It's, you know, who you are. I think that's something that you're really, really good at. And I've seen you with students and be able to and horses be able to really help with those pieces of relaxation. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about some of your favorite ways of helping students and horses with those pieces.
Yeah, I find, like, I know for myself, I've used the emotional freedom technique, which is the tapping technique, and I love the moving massage, and I feel like they go so much hand in hand, the two of them. Mm-hmm. And then there's different reasons why I use different ones, but I do it for myself to really find that place of grounding, to let go of the emotional things that I tend to hold on to. And for anyone who doesn't know about what EFT is, it's a technique that really quiets the nervous system. And it helps to heal from, you know, emotional trauma. It can help with physical pain, performance anxiety, or just anxiety in general. Really, you can tap on anything that you're feeling to help. Mm-hmm. And then I just feel so much better. I feel like I'm in a place of, I can really be in the moment, that I'm not in my head so much, and it kind of quiets all of that and just really helps you feel more relaxed and grounded. And I've used that so much with so many of the horses, especially, like, I think back then, it's like I was thinking of this too. I didn't realize it was a theme too, but as I started thinking about all the horses, I was like, wow, yeah, it has been like a theme for how I've, you know, dealt with any or had my relationships with all the horses. Another horse in particular you may remember is the horse Puck, the Arab that I got.
Arab, yeah.
I feel like, he was had so much emotional trauma. And that's really the first time I got introduced to the tapping therapy with him, because David Lichman was helping me with him. He showed me some of the tapping stuff with him.
Can you describe, like, for anybody who's still like, what? The tapping? Can you, like, describe what it looks like, what that protocol is? Just for anybody who's not.
So if we think, like, in Chinese medicine, each meridian is associated with emotion. So for us as humans, the way I do it on myself, I tap on a series of points, which are through those meridians. So it's like the acupressure point. So there's different points that you tap on as you're talking through a painful situation, or a situation that's, you know, creating anxiety in your life, or a stressful situation. And as you talk through those things and you're tapping on those points, it's going to help release those feelings that are overwhelming, the stuck emotions, and bring all of those emotions into balance, mm-hmm. because it really clears and opens up where those meridians, where there's that stuck energy.
Yeah.
So, like old stories that you have, you know, create trapped emotions, right? So by helping, it's a way to help you and your horse, like, let go of the old stories. Or with horses, I've seen it really resolve, like, physical and behavioral challenges by being able to tap on that. And for the horses, you know, because they have, like, their own operating system, we know that fight and flight, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic system, we really, by tapping on those, and because they're so in tune with us and our emotions, it's a really great way to help release those emotions in them too. So I start by tapping, like, on that bladder meridian, mm-hmm. that, you know, travels just below, like, their neck, just so that you're tapping on that, then tapping, like, lightly like on the withers, but really that bladder meridian kind of is where I start. Crest you can move to other points. Yeah. Just like the crest of the neck there, parallels with the spine, I guess, that meridian that runs along the neck. And so by tapping on there, and you can be saying the same things to them. I find myself just like, you know, when we're doing moving massage, it's very similar. Like I'm usually telling my horse, I know you're scared, or I know you're worried about this particular thing, but like you're good and you're safe and you're okay. I'm here with you. I've got you. Like you can let that go. So sometimes I tend to say it out loud, but I can be tapping at the same time on that meridian so that it starts to release. So it's something that happens with, some people call it a technique, but I think of it so much like the moving massage. It really opens up that energy flow. And pretty soon you'll see the horses like start to lick and chew, or just, you know, relax more. They soften in their eyes. The yawning, sometimes you can get really lots of yawning, a change in their breathing, a change in their gait. So, and I do it, I start it standing still a lot of times, but then I end up taking it in motion too.
That's so cool. So,
but I've seen it really, really powerful. That the Arab that I was seeing, I did lots of it from him, and it made such a huge, huge difference in him. Like he had so much trauma. Like I got to a point where I was like, I don't know if I can do this horse. Like he was getting better, but he still had just, you know, David always described him as the kite on the end of the string.
Like, he was pretty wild.
Yeah. And I, you know, ended up with him. I didn't really go looking for him. But when I went to see him, I feel like he chose me. I mean, it still gives me chills, like, to this day when I talk about him, because I went to see him. I had met his owners, very lovely people. They were into Arabs, and they showed, and good for him. They had him in the English pleasure training, but they, you know, pulled the plug on it, decided to take him out of training. He was not having anything to do with that type of training. Very, like, you know, try to kill people, come out people with their mouths open, like bucking people off, like bolting, you know, just all of those things. And I went to see him that day, and I remember them going in with him, turning him loose in the arena like that, you know, most Arab people do, and letting them run around so that you can see them. Mm-hmm. You know, and we know they're like scared. Yeah. He was like, scared. But he took off. I know, right? But I can still remember the day. Like he took off flying to the far end of the arena, but like wheeled around and come like just as fast back straight towards me. And I'm like, oh gosh, is he gonna stop? What's he gonna do? And I just kind of backed up a couple steps, and he literally stopped and put his head in my chest.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I mean, it made me cry. Like, and the owner, she started bawling. She started crying. She's like, I have never seen anything like that. And I just stood there with him and put my hand on him, and I just waited. And then I was like, you know, to myself, I'm thinking, well, would you come with me? I was like, I didn't put a halter or anything on him. And he followed me around.
Wow.
And stayed right with me. And like, yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'll take him. I just, you know, how do you, I didn't ride him. I didn't do anything. Like, I just was like, I went home and I called them back. And I remember they had me sign. It was pages of stuff that he had done to other trainers, and they were just like, please, Shauna, be careful with this horse, like, you know. And he was difficult, he was like really hard, but like over time, like he was completely different horse. And I can remember he was the one horse that he really taught me patience. You know, it was like, I couldn't push him, I had to slow down, waited on him. You know, scared to death of so many things, but he, he's with a young girl in South Florida, and he's her heart horse. So,
wow,
you know, makes me happy. But wow. Yeah, he was He taught me so much, but it was a lot. That's where I really, that the tapping really like made a big difference mm-hmm. for him. I think it really like let go of a lot of those things. And then I was just learning about it. Now I feel like I know so much more of that with using it with the moving massage. That's made so much difference. Cause I just, yeah. I love that exercise.
Yeah. Well, it's
and,
so
and,
cool.
I always try to tell my students, to do it more than not, like really incorporate it into their program with their horses.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think so many times, you know, when there's a problem, whenever there's a problem, there's going to be tension, unless the problem is your horse is too relaxed. But I don't think there's any such thing as too relaxed. Right. But, we're dealing at a certain, you know, whatever issue it is, and there's this tension that's going to be associated with it. And then a lot of times people try to solve the problem there. But I think what you're really masterful at is just dropping the tension level. And then when you do that, sometimes the problems are solved. And even if there's still, you know, there's still things to work on, you're now in a much more relaxed state to be able to like talk to the horse and think about it being education, because now you have a calm individual. And, you know, I think, you know, that's a lesson I have to keep learning for myself, you know, because I have a lot of techniques and I can work through a lot of stuff, but sometimes just going, well, maybe I don't have to work through this. Maybe I just need to drop it down and get to a different starting point. And yeah. And that's, I think you've got so many, that's where your focus is. And you have a lot of tools to do that. And I think,
yeah, that's what,
yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
And, I'm curious, you know, I can see how, like, if you're teaching somebody and their horse is experiencing this, I can see how you can come in and you can demonstrate that and even do that with the horse. I'm curious, how you do that with students, because I've seen you do this with students. I've seen you be able to like calm students. So I'm curious, like, do you go and tap them, or like, how do you work through that? Because often when the horse is tense, a lot of times people are tense, and who started which, I don't know, but there's definitely that dynamic there. So I'm wondering how you've played with that.
Yeah, like I usually try to, when I have a person, I guess, who's really like either nervous or uptight, it's like just getting them to talk about something different, right? Or like taking the pressure off of them, asking them more questions, or just getting them, you know, even sometimes I'm like, hey, just take a deep breath right now. Just take a really deep breath. Maybe tune into something else that's around you. I will have them do that, tune in to use their other senses to just kind of help them or calm them down. And a lot of times I find it's just really, even sometimes just listening, you know, and just sometimes I'll take a deep breath too, which sometimes just helps them take a deep breath to relax and stuff. I found that is one of the things too, especially if I have a student who, you know, just has a hard time being in the moment. Like, I'll just have them stop for just a minute and just really tune into like the bird singing, or tune into the breeze on their face, or mm-hmm. something like that, especially in a teaching situation and we're with their horses. But I think just in general, like, I try to, if I'm just around students and just like, you know, when we have people coming for clinics and just managing people, it's a lot of just really listening to them. And really, I tend to like really take a deep breath myself and just mm-hmm. try to ground myself. So I'm really thinking about that and trying to be just there in that moment, that they really feel that I'm listening and there for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've witnessed this. There's a reason I like to have you at my clinics here at home, because, you know, it's like Shawn is like a walking wind chime. Like, you just, people get around her and they just, you know, take that breath. So, yeah, but I love that. And it explains, you know, anybody who's interacted with Dressage Naturally, you've probably emailed with Shauna, and Shauna, you're the one that does the consult. So we have these private consults where, you know, if you're just wondering like, hey, you know, which Dressage Naturally resource can help you, or, you know, how do I get through this problem? You can call up and book a private consult. And when you do that, you get Shauna. And I think it's because you're so, you're just really good at that. And putting people at ease and giving people and listening to people and then just go, you know, giving some helpful advice. So really, really cool. And it's so,
It's been so much fun to talk to them. So many different people.
Yeah, you get to talk to people all over the world with all different kinds of horses. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by the Dressage Naturally Video Classroom. Yeah, that's my program. So if you love this podcast, you will really love the Video Classroom. It's where you can see me coaching students, narrating my rides on horses, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and so much more. So let's see all these words put into action. Check it out with a 1 week free trial, and then it's just $29 a month after that. So even if you only watch one video a month, it is totally worth it. And we add new content every month. So what are you waiting for? Go to dressagenaturally.net/classroom. Okay, now let's get back to the pod. Yeah, and that's the other thing I wanted to talk with you about, because you have, you're in such a position to hear from so many different people who are Dressage Naturally students, or they just found out about Dressage Naturally, but through, you know, the lessons you teach, the clinics you've done, the clinics you've watched, all the emails that come in, they go through you first. You know, I see a lot of them too, but often you're the first one that sees them. The private consult, your coach inside the virtual courses, like, you've got a pretty cool perspective. So I'm curious if you've seen some common challenges that students have expressed, and, you know, what's been your advice, or, you know, for those common challenges.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that, and a couple things. Because I see a lot of people and talk to a lot of people when they call and they're looking for like a way to get help, right? Or a way to, like, how can I progress with my horsemanship? Or I'm not really sure what I'm doing wrong or things I should be doing. And they're really frustrated. They really let that frustration kind of creep into, like, what they're trying to figure out with their horse, why they aren't progressing enough. Why, you know, another thing is like, I just don't have time with my horse. Can I even do this thing? Can I learn from this program? Because I don't, you know, I'm busy, I have this family, and I have all these things going on. And, you know, that they just seem to be really frustrated with where they are with their horsemanship stuff. And that's, you know, and it keeps them from being right in the moment with their horses. And then the biggest thing that's helped me with that is just really, like, practicing mindfulness. So I help them, you know, really see that. And then it's like, when they are frustrated, you know, there's like the courses that we, you know, I try to help them see, like, that these courses that we have will really help them start to progress, because they really don't know where to start. The other thing is, like, there's so many things out there they're trying to navigate through, right? So many different ways to or systems, like, to try to figure out, like, what is the system, you know, or is this really going to help me? Can I really do this online thing? You know, nobody lives in, you know, I don't have an instructor right here to learn from. So I don't know if this online thing can help me or work for me, or, like, I'm just not, like, I need someone there to teach me in person, you know, or that's what they want. So I really, you know, my advice would be that they can learn. Like, that's, I mean, we've seen so many people have signed up for these courses, and I really try to help them. It's like, that these courses are something they're going to have them for a lifetime, right? Like, every one of your courses, like, no matter what they're studying or what discipline they want to do, it's gonna help them.
Yeah.
And we've seen it happen. Like we get emails, so many emails every week, almost every day, people saying, oh my goodness, like these courses have changed my life with my horse. I'm so happy. I mean, I just talked to someone yesterday and she's just like, I just can't believe how different my horse is. She's like, you remember when I talked to you on that call and you said, just trust me, you know, it'll be so, so different. Your horse, you're going to be so happy and your horse is going to be so happy. So I think that's, you know, just really encourage them to slow things way down, to get curious about the things that they can do with their horse. And because that's been really something that's helped me, you know, through the past few years, you know, like I've had these different challenges with my back and haven't been able to ride or, you know, just with life in general. And that comes up so many times. That's challenges, you know, with people with their horses. They haven't been able to do that. But I really decided, like, I'm still going to be with my horse. So I can't ride for this block of time, but I can, what can I do with him? You have that podcast on that. Like, it's like, what can I do? How can I be with my horse? It really helped me to even go deeper into that, just being in the moment with my horse and really seeing what they needed and really figuring out each horse. I think it helped me so much with my horse Jackson, because he was a horse, you know, he's been a challenge for me, but like just taking the time to really, like, I learned so much about him during that time that really helped me be able to progress when I started riding again.
Yeah.
So I think that's huge. And then another thing I think I've changed for myself, and instead of always thinking, you know, some people have to drive to the barn or they've got to go, it's like, oh, I have to go out and get this done with the horses, or I have to get this. I was like, I changed that to anytime I say I have to, I change it to I get to. And that's made a big shift. Like, I get to go do this with my horse, or I get to, like, you know, go do this thing, or I get to go to work today, or I get, you know, like all of the ways that I could just shift that perspective and not get like so frustrated by my situation of not being able to ride because of my back. And then it really like helped me get more curious about what are the things I could do. And that's what led me to really thinking maybe I should invest in myself. And I hired the personal trainer. And that's made a huge difference in myself. So I think that's some challenges I hear with a lot of people. Just to me, it's like they don't, you know, it's hard for them to manage the time and find the time and really feeling like they can progress, or what system is it, or the amount of money they can spend, you know. It's like, how do I know that investing my money in this course like is going to make a difference? Like, oh, that course costs so much and I just want to make sure. And I can say, like, do it. Because like you'll save so much money in the end. Like we have so many people tell us that it was the best money I've ever spent.
So cool.
Was on your courses. So that's so fun to hear that, you know.
Yeah, we get to hear, especially you, we get to hear the before and after, and it's like the piece that's so cool that I feel you keep coming back to is the common thing of all the challenges from the people. It's like there's a challenge and then there's frustration, and we need to somehow, like, I think that's what we really do inside the courses and just with any student at a clinic. It's like, take that frustration and we've got to turn it into curiosity. It's like, just take a breath, break that cycle of tension. You know, there's the theme again, and just get to a place where you're here and like, okay, from here, what can we do? You know, I love that. What do I get to do? It's just so much of horsemanship and life is just reframing it and finding a way to break those patterns of tension, and they can creep in our words, and then our words become our actions. What's that quote? You know, our thoughts become our words, our words become our actions. So important. It's like, whatever the challenge is, we have to approach it with a curiosity and And I guess it does feel like trust. Like, this can improve. And I think that's what's I'm so proud of with with the stuff that we've created is that we have that piece in there. You know, it's not just another bunch of exercises. It's like we've got to get you in that place where you're feeling hopeful and feeling calm and positive and curious.
Yeah, I think that's, I love that about your programs and the way you teach, because I think that's made such a big difference in how first I teach and my students and myself. It's just, it's like when your horse does something, it's like, oh my goodness, you're so beautiful. Look at you. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, maybe we could do this now. Or like, how about this thing, you know? And like, really, like that, like you said, get curious about how you can do it and what can be done to help them. And just really having that it's like, how can I help you? And I love that. I think about that with my students. That I teach, like, it's like, how can I help them? I find myself thinking about that so much, and helping them progress and helping their horses. And but going back to dissolving that tension, right, that they're feeling, dissolving the frustration and giving them the hope and that they can trust that this system does work. Like, you know, that they can. And you've just made it so simple for people. And having that step-by-step online courses that they can learn at home, because that's the other thing I've heard people say, like, once they've took the courses, it's like it really filled in everything. It was a way for them to go back, you know, just, they didn't have to remember everything. They could go back and watch it again, right? They could go back and watch that video and really get clarity on what you were saying or trying to convey, and then they go watch it again and they got another piece that they didn't catch the first time, and then can just keep progressing and stuff from that. So I think that's the other thing too, that it really like helps fit all the pieces together. It helps them to put it all together.
And that comes back to the mindset again, because the mindset of the person who says, I'm going to take responsibility for this piece. So it's easy to, you know, do the lessons and the one-on-one lessons. Of course, they're excellent. But, you know, when they take the step on top of that and go, and I'm going to do the home study, I'm going to, you know, do this extra step and study this, you know, back at my home. It's a little bit about the content, which of course I think is amazing, but it's a lot about that shift of going, you know, I can do this, and I'm going to take what I learned in the lesson. Now I'm going to go watch 3 other videos on that same subject. And then I'm going to practice, you know, watch that video before I ride my horse. So it's definitely a little bit about, you know, the content, but it's about that kind of curious, you know, self-starter kind of mind that there's that trust that they can go for their dream, and we're here to help. But it's their, like their dream. It's that, and I guess that's the empowerment piece that I love so much.
I see that, because most of my students I have locally are all in either the video classroom, or they're in the video classroom and the courses. Most of them are in at least one of the courses here, and it just makes it so easy to teach them and to help them see, you know, and make progress, because they can go, you know, revisit those lessons. Like you said, they can go watch a few other videos, and it's like getting that lesson all over again, because I can be like, hey, here, I'll shoot you some videos to watch, and this is just what we like played with today. And now they get to go keep that fresh in their mind as they play with it over the next, you know, couple weeks before I get back. And so that's what's amazing too about that too. And then the courses, of course, the community of people and support, like I love that about the courses and seeing people post about everything.
It's so fun having you know, so deep in the business that like you get to see that too, because I get to see that, you know, with the Facebook groups and, you know, seeing the people that come through an email, and then after a few months it's like their family and we know their horses and we know, you know, and you get to really witness all that too, which is why, you know, why we can hear, you know, Shauna's excitement about the students who come to us. So
yeah,
it's just, it's fun. Yeah. It's been fun creating this, you know, with you, a big part of it.
Yeah, so cool. I love it.
So in besides the advice of, yeah, use all the DN resources, what would be, what would be some pieces of advice to leave people with, to give them some hope or some, yeah, what would be your advice to people out there listening?
Yeah, I think, like, well, for me, or to, like, what I tell students to is to, you know, to take it slow. Like, you, there is hope. We're here for you. You know, you can reach out to us. We want people to feel like that they're connected to us, that they can get support, and also to, you know, to set simple goals for themselves, to set some goals, set some simple goals, and that way that they feel successful, their horses feel successful. I felt that with myself. You know, I can feel happy. I'm reaching those goals. So, and then if they, you know, if they are frustrated, to, like, just figure out a way to release that frustration, right? Like, release that frustration, release that tension, so that they can focus and be in the moment with their horses. I think that's a thing, that frustration, that that stress of maybe not being able to get this or that done with their horses, like, takes them out of the moment of really being there. So, like, you know, just get rid of that. Find a way, find a technique, whether, you know, look into the tapping for yourself. There's free tapping apps or whatever it is, to be able to practice that mindfulness and be able to show up for your horses and to have fun. And I feel like that's one thing for myself that I really try to do, to just create more harmony, you know, find a way to create more harmony with your horses and just enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, because it's your journey, right? I think sometimes we get so into, like, comparing ourselves to other people and wanting to be where someone else is, but just, like, you know, it's your journey, like, and you can, that can be however you want it to be. But yeah.
Awesome. Beautiful advice. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's fun talking to you on the podcast instead of always just in my kitchen.
So yeah, this was fun. Got to share a few things that I don't get to share.
Aww, awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us. Appreciate it. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see you here again.
Yeah. Sure, so.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Maybe. Bye.
If this episode resonates with you, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Training horses is a long game. The more you listen, the more pieces of the puzzle you'll have. To see all your learning resources, visit dressagenaturally.net. That's where you'll find free videos, online courses, my book. You can sign up for my Wednesday Wisdom email, or even book a private consult. Most of all, remember, you got this. Never underestimate the possibility for things to improve in ways you cannot yet imagine. Till next time, love your horse, move in harmony, and enjoy the process.